Are you ready for my list of 10 good reasons to keep wearing masks? All right, this is what we were talking about yesterday that I have high hopes for as far as going viral. In fact, let me get the ball rolling by making this the tweet of the day. Let me write this here, and I'll tweet this out, at Bob Surratt. I'm typing, make my list of 10 good reasons to keep wearing masks that I will read at 7:14 a.m. today at WGN Radio, go viral. Make my list of 10 good reasons to keep wearing masks that I'll read at 7:14 a.m. today at WGN Radio, go viral. Should I put any hashtags in here? What do you think? I never know what to do with the hashtags.
Well, Scott Kleinberg says you want to have at least 2 hashtags, right?
So what do I hashtag this? Masks?
Yeah, I would say mask up, maybe.
Mask up?
And then
mask.
Maybe hashtag don't tell me to wear a mask.
Mask up?
Mask up, I think, is a good one.
All right, I'll go with that. All right, I'm ready to hit the tweet button. I am now hitting the tweet button. Something wrong with this phone.
My phone just dimmed, too, for some reason.
The lights in the studio dimmed. All right, now I need to read the list here in like 30 seconds. Let me find my list here. And I don't know how to make this go viral. I guess I have to post this at other places, too. Is that what Scott told me to do yesterday? I guess. Just a minute. I have it here. I have it here somewhere. stand by here. It's not 7:14 yet, anyway.
You know what would have made this tweet a little bit better, and I know Scott has told you this before, is to have an image associated with it.
A picture.
So
A
picture of yourself wearing a mask or something.
Well, I could do that on Facebook later, I guess.
Yeah. Or Instagram. You could gram that.
Yeah.
Maybe a picture of you and Andy with masks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Got my mask in here.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I thought I had it right here. It's here. So here it is. Okay, you ready? Should I start at number 10? Okay. So even though the medical experts are still advising that we should wear masks in certain situations for your health and the health of others, many people are still refusing. Maybe it's a political thing, or you don't like anyone telling you what to do, or you just feel it's a needless and uncomfortable practice. But have you considered these 10 good reasons to wear a mask? I guess these are in no particular order. Okay, you ready? Here are the 10. 1, you can have bad breath and no one will know. 2, no chance the driver you give the finger to will know it's you. 3, helps your diet by making it harder to snack between meals. Number 4, saves money on replacing missing teeth with expensive implants. What number am I on? Was that 4?
That was 4.
Okay, 5. The person taking your order at the drive-thru finally realizes how hard it is to understand muffled voices. I like that one. 6. It's a deterrent to inconsiderate joggers who like to spit as they pass you. 7. Since nobody recognizes you, there are no autograph or selfie requests. Oops, sorry, that's just for broadcast celebrities. Next, disgusting shoppers who are always sneaking tastes of grapes in the produce section are pretty much stymied. Okay, 2 more. Less chance that annoying neighbor or relative spots you and starts a conversation you don't want to have. And finally, number 10. Thank you, Joe. Cleaning up after your dog, much less smelly. So what do you think? Do you think that's
true.
Viral worthy?
Yeah,
huh?
That last one, definitely true.
Yeah. Okay. So I will put that on Facebook.com/Surratt and Murciano. I'll put that on our Facebook page. And then my wife has Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know what else she's got to push that out somewhere.
Or the gram, as the kids are calling it these days, right?
Oh, is that it?
Right, Steve?
Maybe a TikTok.
Yeah. You got to talk it and gram it.
All right. I'll work on that today. Meantime, it's out there on Twitter. Well, no, it's not. Actually, I just said I was going to say it. I don't have the list on Twitter. I have a lot of work to do.